Hi there. The word for you today is on blending two families. In Psalm 101 verse 2, reading from the Message, David writes, "I'm doing the very best I can at home." If you are trying to blend his and her children into one big happy family, a marriage counselor offers some helpful insights that you'd do well to adopt. What we call romantic bliss, our children often call domestic upheaval. So, here are four things to keep in mind. Number one, realize it takes work to resolve problems and build intimacy. Keep reading 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The key to a strong family is love, and you got to practice it every day. You know, your kids take their cue from you, so in times of stress, maintain a loving attitude. And number two, remember that you had a choice. Your children didn't. They didn't ask to be put in this situation. So be understanding and work to strengthen their sense of security during this difficult transition. Three, don't expect instant bliss. Come on, be realistic. The challenges involving blending two families are huge. There's no such thing as instant intimacy or total compatibility. It takes time and, may I add, hard work to develop strong bonds and stabilize a family. So the word is, easy does it. And number four, allow time to grieve past losses. Jesus said in Matthew 5 verse 4, reading from the CEV translation, "Those who grieve will find comfort." At the time of their parents' second marriage, many children have already lived in three different family units: their biological family, their single parent family, and now in this new blended family. Plus, if your own biological children aren't living with you, you may experience a personal sense of loss. Failure to acknowledge this will only result in anger and alienation, so deal with the past before taking on the future.